I'm here with Sammy Sylvia. It is Rye. I got the pleasure of announcing you when you came to the club, mate. And it's been a short 6 months now. Have you found your time over in the bar?
Cold, for one. That's the first thing that comes to mind. But it's been a pleasure to play for such a great club, to be honest. You can see like the culture and the environment they have there. It's unbelievable. And again, I thank the gaffer for the minutes that I played, and hopefully I can just get more and keep giving my best for the club.
It's been an up and down ride for Borough this season. We've been winning and then losing and then losing and then winning. Yeah. We seem to have found a bit of a good run just before the international break.
Yeah.
Are you worried that that kills the momentum going into the last 8 games of the season?
Again, hopefully the training's been good back at home, that we can continue that. I mean, it's always good that we've had that sort of run before the international break, and hopefully again that gives us confidence going into the last 8 games, if I'm correct. I think the team's full of confidence at the moment, which is great. It has been an up and down season, but I think the most important part's the end of the season, I think we've put ourselves in a good space.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Michael Carrick's been amazing for us. We're looking to him to sign a new contract, hopefully, into next season. Yeah. Obviously, heading into the last 8 games of the season, is there any talk of the playoffs? I mean, we're pushing there, but we're mathematically possible, but obviously it is quite hard. Norwich and Hull performing quite well.
Yeah, obviously that's the goal. I think 100% those players were a team that should be there, and honestly we're a Premier League team, I think. But it has been a tough season, lots of injuries, but again it's not an excuse, but hopefully if we keep pushing we'll take it game by game, give us the best chance possible.
Well, while you're away, mate, I'm not sure if you saw, Sam Greenwood and Matt Clark sat down and did a snack rating game. Have you seen this?
I was in the room when they did it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sam Greenwood spat out Vegemite, mate, so I was disgusted with that. Matt Clark said it was growing on him. What are we going to do to get the boys over the line with Vegemite?
Look, I'm not quite over the line with myself.
They slathered it on, mate.
I wouldn't, yeah.
It's not jam.
They really did. It's not a favourite for me. I wouldn't quite choose that, but my mum loves it, to be fair. I actually took that Vegemite home from my mum. So,
love that.
At my house, ready.
Love that. Just a quick question about the A-League, obviously, to the Championship. One of your first games was, coming up against the likes of Ipswich Town, those types of boys, just the level of physicality. Is it a big jump from the A-League to the Championship in terms of physicality, or is it much, much the same, you would say? It's just about a different pace, or...?
I think it's just the whole league in general. I think you're playing week in, week out, Saturday, Tuesday. The physicality, of course, is a massive jump. This season there's a good 7 or 8 teams that have been in the Prem, or should be there, or could be there. So it is a big jump, and like there's so many good players within the league. Not to say there's heaps of good players in the A-League as well. Because it shows there's a lot of transfers that have been come out of the A-League and moving overseas. So it shows that we do have the talent. But I think just as a whole, I think the Championship, it is a step up, and it is massive. But it's been good adjusting. I'm learning a lot.
Well, Michael's deployed you as a striker as well, mate. You've been left, right, middle. You get to play in defence yet, but we could probably use you down there at some point.
Could be that at some stage, you never know.
Have you found transitioning over there and then playing in different roles, especially when you were leading the line, and obviously the absence of Latte Lath, Josh Coburn, we've been lacking a striker.
Yeah.
So, been a bit difficult.
It's different for me. I think I'd love to be able to lock down a more consistent position, whether that be a strike or right, left. But again, it's all part of my learning as well. I think it's my first season there, so I've learned quite a bit, I have to say, playing different roles. But I'd love to lock down a certain position, or just, to be able to keep playing in a certain position. But I'm grateful for it. The minutes that I'm getting, and I'll take every opportunity I can.
Well, you got the biggest fan in me down in Australia, mate. I'm going to wake the neighbours every time you score the name. I'm going to wake up everyone. Don't you worry about that. And keep doing what you're doing, mate, because I love it from down here. And I know the Borough Faithful will be right behind you when we get back up to the playoffs, hopefully.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I'm here with Sammy Sylvia. It is Rye. I got the pleasure of announcing you when you came to the club, mate. And it's been a, short 6 months now. Have you found your time over in the bar?
Cold. That's the first thing that comes to mind. But it's been a pleasure to play for such a great club, to be honest. You can see like the culture and the environment they have there. It's unbelievable. And again, I thank the gaffer for the minutes that I played, and hopefully I can just get more and keep giving my best for the club.
It's been an up and down ride for Borough this season. We've been winning and then losing and then losing and then winning. We seem to have found a bit of a good run just before the international break.
Yeah.
Are you worried that that kills the momentum going into the last eight games of the season?
Again, hopefully the training's been good back at home, that we can continue that. I mean, it's always good that we've had that sort of run before the international break, and hopefully again that gives us confidence going into the last eight games, if I'm correct. I think the team's full of confidence at the moment, which is great. It has been an up and down season, but I think the most important part's the end of the season, so yeah. I think we've put ourselves in a good space.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Michael Carrick's been amazing for us. We're looking to him to sign a new contract, hopefully, into next season. Yeah. Obviously, heading into the last eight games of the season, is there any talk of the playoffs? I mean, we're pushing there, but we're mathematically possible, but obviously it is quite hard. Norwich and Hull performing quite well.
Yeah, obviously that's the goal. I think 100% those players were a team that should be there, and honestly we're a Premier League team, I think. But it has been a tough season, lots of injuries, but it's not an excuse, but hopefully if we keep pushing we'll take it game by game, give us the best chance possible.
Well, while you're away, mate, I'm not sure if you saw, Sam Greenwood and Matt Clark sat down and did a snack rating game. Have you seen this?
I was in the room when they did it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sam Greenwood spat out Vegemite, mate, so I was disgusted with that. Matt Clark said it was growing on him. What are we going to do to get the boys over the line with Vegemite?
Look, I'm not quite over the line with myself.
They slathered it on, mate.
I wouldn't, yeah.
It's not jam.
They really did. It's not a favourite for me. I wouldn't quite choose that, but my mum loves it, to be fair. I actually took that Vegemite home from my mum. So, yeah.
Love that.
At my house, ready.
Love that. Just a quick question about the A-League, obviously, to the Championship. One of your first games was, coming up against the likes of Ipswich Town, those types of boys, just the level of physicality. Is it a big jump from the A-League to the Championship in terms of physicality, or is it much, much the same, you would say? It's just about a different pace, or...?
I think it's just the whole league in general. Yeah. I think you're playing week in, week out. Saturday, Tuesday. The physicality, of course, is a massive jump. This season is a good seven or eight teams that have been in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Should be there or could be there. So it is a big jump, and like there's so many good players within the league. Not to say there's heaps of good players in the A-League as well.
Yep.
It shows there's a lot of transfers that have been come out of the A-League and moving overseas. So it shows that we do have the talent. But I think just as a whole, I think the Championship, it is a step up, and it is massive. But it's been good adjusting. I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. Well, Michael's deployed you as a striker as well, mate. You've been left, right, middle. Yeah. You get to play in defence yet, but we could probably use you down there at some point. Have you found transitioning over there and then playing in different roles, especially when you were leading the line, and obviously the absence of Latte Lath, Josh Coburn, we've been lacking a striker, so been a bit difficult.
It's different for me. I think I'd love to be able to lock down a more consistent position, whether that be a strike or right left. But it's all part of my learning as well. I think it's my first season there, so. I've learned quite a bit, I have to say, playing different roles. But I'd love to lock down a certain position, or just to be able to keep playing in a certain position. But I'm grateful for the minutes that I'm getting, and I'll take every opportunity I can.
Well, you got the biggest fan in me down in Australia, mate. I'm going to wake the neighbours every time you score the neighbour. I'm going to wake up everyone. Don't you worry about that. And keep doing what you're doing, mate, because I love it from down here. And I know the Borough Faithful will be right behind you when we get back up to the playoffs, hopefully.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.